This is The Record with Steve Scher. I'm Marcy Silman. Yesterday, the Seattle City Council passed new limits on ride-sharing companies. Companies UberX, Lyft, and Sidecar will now be limited to 150 drivers on the road at any given time. Uber has said that kind of cap would put them out of business. Brooke Steger is Seattle General Manager of UberX. Brooke Steger, hello.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
You've been saying that these sorts of limits to the number of cars on the road might put your company out of business. So the city council has spoken. Will UberX close its doors here?
UberX and Uber will continue to fight this cap and attempt to continue operations. We want to make sure that we keep the hundreds of drivers that we have in business and be able to serve the city and its public correctly and at a high level here in Seattle.
Continue to fight implies that you're not folding up shop.
That's correct. So we have a few things that we will announce within the next week that will fight the cap that the city has put on UberX.
The city council's actions and these new regulations come after months of conversation, negotiation, public input. Clearly, you're disappointed. Were you surprised?
Frankly, I am surprised. They've heard from we launched a petition that has over 30,000 signatures, so they've heard from tens of thousands of residents. They've heard from hundreds of drivers. It's very clear that the service UberX offers is at a very high level, and I think that it is disappointing that the city council has chosen not to listen to its voters and constituents and instead cave to public pressure from the taxi industry.
The Seattle City Council asked you, Sidecar, and Lyft numerous times for information, specific information about insurance coverage and the number of drivers that work for your companies. You didn't comply with that request. Why not?
Well, with the insurance, we've always held a $1 million liability policy that covers both the rider and the driver when they're engaged in a trip. And we did invite the city council members down to our office to view that policy. We do see it as, very confidential information because we worked so hard to create this one-of-a-kind policy. No other policy exists like it in the world. But none of the city council members actually came down to view that policy. When it comes to the driver numbers, and we didn't share that information originally because we felt like it was just going to be used to set a cap. We've been openly opposed to caps. There was no safety reason that was provided to us regarding why the driver numbers needed to be provided, and we've always been in support of all of the safety regulations, so related to licensing, vehicle inspections. Those are things that we're already doing, but when it comes to the cap and the driver numbers, no, the city was unable to provide us with the reason why the driver numbers were needed for a safety reason.
Brooke Steger is Seattle General Manager of UberX. And Brooke, what do you think the fact that you didn't provide those numbers did to or affected the Seattle City Council vote? Do you think it was a negative for you?
I don't know exactly how it impacted the vote. As I said, we've always held that insurance policy, and the city was aware of that. And with the driver numbers, we did ultimately release them. And they chose to ignore the fact that it was going to shut down hundreds of small businesses. And so all in all, I don't think it made an impact on their decision.
I know that cities around the country who are talking with your company are watching what happens with the city of Seattle and the city council's actions. What do you think the impact of what happened here will have on your negotiations with places like Chicago or Minneapolis?
I think that's a hard question. Each city is very different. I think for Seattle, it's extremely embarrassing that we are such an innovative city and we're a leader in innovation and technology, and it's such an important part of our city. And so I think that the fact that the city council has chosen to kind of stop innovation and halt it, like they said, they're trying to give taxi a, quote, year to catch up. I think that's very concerning, and I hope that the rest of the country decides to not take the same path and really embrace innovation and embrace the future.
So innovation, you see this as beyond ride-sharing companies. You see it more generally.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's just we're seeing technology make a huge difference in our lives in so many fronts. And I think that us as a Seattleite myself and the city, we should really embrace what technology can do for us, whether it be in transportation or in other industries.
Brooke Steger, thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Brooke Steger is Seattle General Manager of UberX. Coming up in the next half hour of The Record, we are going to find out about the situation of the Inuits and how climate change affects a very ancient culture. You're listening to The Record on KUOW Seattle.